joining us, Blake Redden, and there was plenty to talk about on Saturday, Blake.
Yeah, there was, of course, the Queen of the Pacific, the big group one, I guess you'd say, the Open Mares race, won by Amaretto, we'll get to shortly, but as you say, with 11 races, four group ones, there's going to be plenty to take from the meeting to follow going forward.
Well, let's have a look at race number one. This was the MO, and it was won by the odds-on favourite Mustang Bart.
A deserved win for Mustang Bart. He'd been a little bit of a tough horse for punters to follow over the last couple of months, given he found a couple of winning races, or winnable races, and not been able to get the job done. But you go back to his form card, he ran third in a Cranbourne Cup behind Shadow Sachs. He'd sort of lifted to that next level, and then he was able to drop back to MOs. As I said, he'd had a couple of cracks at it, but this was another one of those in a race which he looked the winner, I guess, on paper as he started odds on. He was doing plenty of work really early doors. He was sort of three wide to the breeze, eventually bullied his way onto the top, but he did have to work for it, as then, like you said in the call, he earned it when he got there. From there, Chris Alford was able to get a bit of a breather on him. They went through a lead time of 44.7, but a first quarter of 31 seconds flat, and the second quarter really wasn't any quicker, and then he was able to rip home Mustang Bart, and he was never in any sort of danger, really, visually, and in terms of in the race finish in the end. He won by a good 6, 7, 8, 7 metres in the end, and did a good job. Fire and Glow ran on, as he does, off a soft trip. He got to second, but there was a good glut of them, really, that finished together behind Mustang Bart, the High Roller, Lighting Colony. Artful Christian made a little bit of ground. Wilby Dock was there. It's Billy Hillis who did work in the middle stages. He faded a little bit late. And I guess the obviously unlucky runner amongst that peloton was Curly Moore, who never got a crack at them. And he clearly could have finished a bit closer. I doubt he could have won the race, but if he got a clear run-up at them, he may well have finished in that sort of second, third position, Curly Moore. So he was the unlucky runner, the eye-catcher, but Mustang Bart was able to break through at metropolitan level, which, as I said, given his form in the better races going back sort of 6, 8, 12 weeks, he did deserve to get that metropolitan win on the board.
We go to race number two. This was a race for the trotting mares, and we had the Fancy Two fighting out the finish.
Yeah, and it looked like Derriere was going to win relatively convincingly halfway up the straight, but the Four Walls, who led early, eventually surrendered to Myrtle Vale, just continued to lift, and really that last 50 metres, she attacked the line savagely, Four Walls. She was only second up, so she's going to improve off that run. Pretty good series, the Sweetheart Trot final, TO to T3, so they're still coming through their classes, but that was a terrific win. Derriere lost no admirers in second, Myrtle Vale third, and Fear Not made good ground from the back, probably the eye-catcher, I guess, of the rest of them, but Four Walls was a really strong winner and a horse with a promising future.
With Blake Redden reviewing the trot action from the weekend, as we get into the first of the group races on Saturday night, the Empire Stallions Vic Red Platinum Homegrown Classic Final for the two-year-old colts and geldings. And as expected, it was won by the odds-on favourite in Better and Better. Probably not by the margin that most thought, but it was still dominant.
Yeah, indeed. There was probably a few heart fighters at the top of the straight when I'm Sir Blake was in front, and Better and Better had worked to the breeze. First of all, it was a phenomenal race, and Group 2 in status, but really Group 1 in nature. I think these two horses will be very competitive through the Vic Bred Super Series and maybe even a Breeders' Crown. Not sure if Better and Better's eligible for the Breeders' Crown. There is, of course, that late nomination that you can now pay, I think, starting this season. So potentially, if he's up and about and still rocking and rolling, he could well go through to that series, even if he's not eligible right now. But regardless, Better and Better, he's done a terrific job, as his name would suggest. As people are happy to point out, he's got Better and Better since his debut, and he's really put the picket fence together. It was a relatively aggressive drive. He took off very early, sort of just going out of the straight with a lap to go. He was wide on the track, rolling forward, eventually got to park outside I'm Sir Blake, who did a fair amount of work in his own right. He was rolling forward after Venezuela, was able to lead as most expected, and I'm Sir Blake eventually did claim the lead from that horse. They've gone 154 three times. Don't suggest they've done anything spectacular early. 29-1 first quarter, 30.6 second quarter. But it was when the pressure was applied by Better and Better and I'm Sir Blake had to lift that they drew right away from their rivals. They won a 27-4 third quarter and home in 28-2. And as I suggested, sort of at the top of the straight, I'm Sir Blake not looked the winner, but he certainly seemed to have Better and Better chasing him pretty hard, but Better and Better lifted the last 100 metres, and it was a good, tough, honest win from Better and Better, who's a horse with a whole heap of potential going forward. I'm Sir Blake's done a terrific job to only be beaten the neck, and there was a big gap back to the rest. Young Rooster had a soft run, Was able to dive through up the inside late to run third, but pretty much the rest finished together as a peloton. Not a whole heap to take out of it. Rosarito Beach was okay late, but pretty much, you know, as expected. Sahara Tiger ran the gate early and is still going quite well as well. Watch list just wasn't up to them in the end, but on the night, but better and better. And I'm Sir Blake, the two most promising horses, and to do what he did, better and better. I think he's sort of stamped himself as a real potential star, and a great story for Keith Cotchin, who of course had Tanabe Bromac about 10 years ago, raced through all the good three-year-old races and was a star in his own right. And it looks like better and better's you know, probably his next really good horse.
We then go to another Group 1, or the first of the Group 1s, in the Empire Stallions Vic Bred Platinum Homegrown Classic Final for two-year-old Trotting Colts and Geldings. And here Moreton Bay ended up starting an odds-on favourite and absolutely strolled in.
Yeah, he did, and it was probably over sort of 100 metres after the start when it was quite obvious he wasn't going to be crossed. Moreton Bay, he was able to dictate terms throughout. He got a nice breather through the second quarter. He's been, you know, a horse that's still learning his craft, I guess, across his four starts before this day, but he's shown all the ability in the world, and when he was able to lead, you knew it was going to be extraordinarily hard to run down. Always ready, and Zarem did try hard, but as you say, they were well beaten, and Moreton Bay always had them covered. A lot of the others made mistakes, so you can't take too much out of them. St. Germain, who was the clear third favourite in the race, was obviously put out of play, so just forgive that run from St. Germain, the third favourite, but probably one that you could take out of the race from the beaten brigade. Was Quickened Over, made a mistake at a, you know, relatively crucial stage, a lap or so out when it was knocked down. Really, it's not its own fault. Was able to pick itself back up and continue to find the line all the way home to only be beaten 28 metres into fourth. So that's probably the obvious follow out of the race outside of the top two or three, but Moreton Bay stamped himself, and David Jack was able to nail a Group 1 with what is a nice colt in Moreton Bay.
We got the dividends through on the first at Ballarat. Two Go Natalie Go, 5.50, 1.50, from seven Sweet Ambush, 1.30, and three Poppy Yella at $1.40 was 6/4. Quinella, 6.50, Exacta, $20.70, Trifecta, $37.80, in the first four, $242.20. Well, let's have a look at race number five there on Saturday, and this was won by Magical Man, the favourite.
Yeah, it was. Was really nice of calling from Dan Malecki, and he summed this up particularly well. They don't often do it. Magical Man did here, coming from last wide on the track, and he's done it 2 weeks in a row. So, look, the race didn't necessarily set up for him. They went a 44.8 lead time, which is solid enough, but they got a good breather through the first quarter, 31 seconds, and again the second quarter, 30.3 in front. Warfare was able to lead. He was a roughy Warfare, so probably weren't expecting him to give a massive sight necessarily, but by the same token, they were able to control that tempo up top at the head of affairs. But Magical Man, who did come off a three-wide trail, he got the right tag into the event, but he just emerged at the top of the straight. He had them covered a long way out, given he'd come from so far back. It was a visually dynamic win, and he's clearly a horse that is just, he's dynamic off a sit. He can sprint extraordinarily quickly. Whether he's quite as good riding the pace on speed, I guess time will tell going forward. He's probably to date looked most effective when he's able to use that big turn of foot, and as Dan said, he was just visually spectacular, really. Magical Man. Carload came with him out wide on the track, couldn't stick with him the whole way, still did a solid enough job to only be beaten 3 metres, and again there was a mass peloton behind those that pretty much all ran relatively as well as each other. Hold On Sue's going well, Lucky Lombo, Hoonien did an okay job, all things considered, and Winger Chewy Jew still ticking over well. So there's plenty to take, I guess, from the beaten brigade in terms of finding their right race going forward. But Magical Man's probably that one horse that has that little potential to go on much further than just an M1 status race. He's got that really high speed that may take him quite a bit further in his career.
Australasian Trotting Championship Race 6, Fabrication won this at a good price.
He did. He was able to lob the perfect spot in transit. He stepped well from the start, and he was able to end up on the pegs. He ended up behind the leader when Red Hot Tooth came round and challenged, and I guess there was a few people potting Tornado Valley. Not many expected Fabrication to be the horse that defeated him, but as David Abraham said post-race, he's just a true stayer. Whether he's been going quite at his best or not, I guess is up for debate, but what he was able to do is find his right race, lob the right trip, and he just sprinted throughout the lane late. Regal Pepperell was not unlucky, but She sort of emerged out wide on the track, probably looked the winner for a stride, but Fabrication got up underneath them and was too good. Red Hot Tooth in Tornado Valley, I'm not taking anything away from them. Staying Trip, Leader Breeze, they haven't been beaten far, but I guess the market probably expected a bit more from them under those circumstances. And the obvious eye-catcher was Clover Mac. He was just up underneath runners late, looking for a gap, never came, but he's clearly ready to win and win a good race again soon, Clover Mac. So he's the eye-catcher, but Fabrication, I guess, he toiled for a long time. He was the most promising three-year-old, and he's finally got that big race win in a Group 1.
We then have a look at Sam the Master's performance in Race 7.
Yeah, he led, and he did a really good job, 153.4. He was able to dictate that second quarter, as can happen, and get a breather, but he's still done he's competing at a really high level here. Obviously, he's a Mildura Cup Heat winner. When he was able to find the front, you can understand why he'd be hard to run down. I'm the Boss is ticking over particularly well, of course, the Mildura Cup winner. He sat parked and he wasn't beaten far on the line. My Alpha Rock, who was the easing favourite, had every opportunity, but just didn't quite work out, given he was off peg. Solasonic was probably one that you want to follow going forward as a less than obvious. He was just making nice ground late, and he's getting better and better all the time. So he's a follow runner out of the race, Solasonic. But Sam's the Master, all credit to him leading and winning.
And what about Amaretto in the Group 1 Queen of the Pacific?
Yeah, there was a bit of chat about wanting to lead and hold the lead. It didn't work out. Well, Berasari was most keen to find the top through those early to middle stages. Nathan Jack got quite aggressive with Berasari. He did lead, shooting for the Triple Crown, the Mayor's Triple Crown, Berasari. But no excuses for her. I wouldn't have thought staying Trip, having a horse of Amaretto's quality right on her back, and Amaretto was able to out-sprint her up the lane and quite convincingly so too. There was some question marks over Amaretto when she led. She got fired up and she faded first up from a decent break in the second leg of the Mayor's Triple Crown. Second up, obviously, after that gut buster, she took no harm from it. We know how good she is at her absolute best. She was competitive in a Victoria and Hunter Cup over the Summer of Glory, so she just has that really nice turn of foot that is going to put her in the right places, and she was too good claiming the Group 1, a deserved Group 1 for her, given the way she's been going for the last 12 months or so when she's been with Karen Manning. So big ticks for Amaretto. Berasari tried hard, probably expected her to win given she was able to find the lead, but at the same time she's been beaten by the other standout mare, I guess, in Australia right now, Rockstar Angel third, and of the rest there were some really nice runs, particularly Princess off a soft trip, but Share the Road and Whirly School out wide, both eye-catchers, I guess, for those that want to follow going forward, whether they back up and go again in the next couple of weeks or have a break, I'm not sure, but they were certainly making good ground out wide.
4 minutes away, race two at Ballarat. Race nine was another Group 1, the Empire Stallions Vicbred Platinum Homegrown Classic for two-year-old trotting fillies, and it was won by Fear the Yankee.
It was, and I've got a lot of time for her. She was able to lead. Again, she was able to dictate terms to a large degree. They got, not a breather really, but the first three quarters of the final mile were all relatively similar, and so was the final quarter, to be honest. She just continued at that same pace for the Yankee, and it was something that her rivals just couldn't stick with when she was in front running those times. They just couldn't keep up. George's Pride obviously came into the race as favourite and had a nice enough run, pulled out, looked a danger for a stride or two, but Fear the Yankee got right away, really. Fox Force 5 was running on really hard at the end to get second, and is clearly a horse of good ability, so follow that horse, Fox Force 5, but Fear the Yankee right here and right now. She might just be the best of the two-year-old trotting fillies that we've got right now.
We go to race 10. Well, this was a simply dominant Sam Domino.
He could be a really nice horse. This was a C2 to C3, so he's obviously got a long way to go to reach the top level, and he hasn't run any sort of spectacular time necessarily. I mean, the 156.6 over the middle trip is good going, but he didn't break any sort of sound barriers on the way home despite the big margin. But just visually, and even Rocket Petrov before the race, speaking on Sky Channel, suggested that we could be in for something bordering on special. I think was the vibe I was getting anyway, and that's what it was. It was just a thoroughly dominant performance from Sam Domino. Persimmon tried really hard and did a solid job to stick on for second, a horse that will be winning very shortly for sure. And of the others, again, it was a bit of a grouped finish, but Gozo Beach wasn't the, it was hard to tell, to be honest, because they were beaten so far and the camera was focused on the winner. But I think Gozo Beach probably had a little bit more to give if he got a really clear crack at them. So probably the other horse to follow out of the race, Gozo Beach, but San Domino's going to a much higher level in C2 to C3.
And what about the claim of the last?
Classy Western, his turn of foot was just, I guess, deadly in the end. He sat off speed, his stablemate Classy Guy led, and got his own way to a large degree in front, but Classy Western, I guess he is the class runner in many respects, despite starting sort of near double figures in the market, and his turn of foot was just lethal in the lane. I'm intense, continued to try hard from the breeze. Classy Guy was quite solid as well, finished close up, and Might Be Luck was the other one that is worth following in this grade. They got right away from the rest, really, and they were the big four, I guess, heading in, but Might Be Luck was the other one outside of the top three that is worth, at least considering next time they sort of meet each other.
So who do you think are the main performances from the meeting, Blake?
Outside of the obvious, I think Curly Moore will be hard to beat wherever it goes after an unlucky run. Four Walls is a really promising trotter, so I'd be following her going forward. Better and better, expect him to really show up in a Vic Bred Super Series. And from a little bit later in the program, Solar Sonic's probably one for Chris Finozio that I think may well be turning a corner and may well be winning a race shortly. So he's probably the other one that I'm most keen to see where he heads to next.
Great, Blake. We'll talk more trots on Gatespeed tomorrow. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Nad.